Hi, and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 minutes of wisdom for Catholic moms. I'm Sterling Jaquith, and in the last Coffee and Pearls, I threw out some big news. We're pregnant with baby number 6, who is due 7 days after the next baby turns 1. So I'll probably have the baby a week early, which means they might even have the same birthday, but they will be exactly 12 months apart. And to be honest, I'm still digesting it. My husband thinks I'm in denial. He could be right about that. So I'm breathing a lot. I'd say I'm like 30% in denial, just moving on with my life and doing regular things. But then I'm like 70% already so tired and irpy that I'm just laying there with a pillow over my face thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so sick and I can't believe we're doing this again. And didn't I just do this? So all of those things. But as I shared in the last 7 quick takes, one of the things that's come out of this that's awesome is my husband and I have been faithfully praying the rosary every night, which we've been saying that we would do for 8 years. And we kind of go in bursts, either days in a row, or we'll do it kind of once a week or whatever it is. But we've been doing it every night and it's been so cool. And so we do it at 7 p.m. after we put the 3 little kids to bed. So then the only 2 that are up are my 8-year-old and my 5-year-old. And sometimes they join us and sometimes they don't. We give them the choice. But last night, my 5-year-old had made some bad choices. So she went to bed early. And so the 8-year-old was up and was very happy to sit with us. So she was sitting next to my husband. She was holding a rosary. And so I was sitting in bed, kind of looking at the 2 of them across my room, and it was just so special, and it really just touched my heart as the 3 of us sat there and prayed this rosary, and she was so happy to do it with us. And I rubbed my tummy, and I just thanked this baby for this gift, because even if this baby doesn't get to stay on earth with us, and you know, that's still a possibility because 50% of the time so far I've had miscarriages. But, you know, even if this baby doesn't get to stay with us, I will just always remember him for giving this gift to our family. And my husband and I have already said, like, of course we're going to keep praying the rosary. You know, even if we find ourselves not pregnant and feeling less desperate, like, it just feels like this has now become part of who we are and then we're not going to give that up. And that would also make us fair weather Mary fans. So we don't want to be like that either. So I've written a lot of articles about the rosary, and I'll link a few of those on my website with the article that goes with this Coffee and Pearls. And I've also done some reviews about some books that I really like. Edward Sreed book is probably my favorite. I also really love the St. Louis de Montfort book about the rosary too, but that has a totally different feel to it. So I'll link those so you guys can read about that if you're looking for some more information. So most of you know, though, that I am a minimalist. And so in general, I turn down almost every review opportunity that comes my way because I feel like, I don't know, it doesn't seem right to review something that I wouldn't buy or keep. And so most of the time I just say, no, thank you. I don't do reviews. But when an opportunity came up to review the Aroma Rosary for CatholicMom.com, they kind of post, hey, does anyone want to review this? I jumped at the opportunity because I felt like the time had come for me to dip my toes back into the world of essential oils. So let me tell you a little bit about me and essential oils. I guess you could say I'm a crunchy mom, right? We don't do a lot of gluten or dairy or sugar in our house, and we try to make most of our food. And, you know, I make my own cleaner that the kids use using vinegar and some stuff. I did make my own laundry detergent once, and it was super easy, but I don't know. I just didn't do it again after that. And that was like 5 kids ago, so I don't know why I haven't kept doing that, but it is easy to do that. And so, I don't know, you know, if you're a crunchy mom, then you pretty much hear about essential oils all the time, right? Like it's a part, almost a cornerstone of the crunchy mom community. They just think it's awesome. And so many years ago, when my second was, I don't know, a couple months after she was born, so this was, you know, almost 5 years ago, a friend of mine gave me some essential oils, and I was experiencing some postpartum depression at the time, and having trouble sleeping. And she was like, this will help you. And so I wanted to lay down and rest. And it was the middle of the day. My husband was home. So this was probably a Saturday back when he had a real job. And so I used the roller. I think they came in rollers. And I picked lavender for sleeping. And so I rolled some under my nose and then on my wrists and then on my ankles. I must have read to do that somewhere. And so almost immediately I got a pretty severe migraine headache and I started seeing black spots and I yelled for my husband to give me a bowl and I just threw up everything in my stomach while I was in bed. Like I couldn't even get up. And after all of that, it felt very intense. I just basically had to lay in my room with this cold towel over my head in the dark for 3 hours until it finally went away. And it was just really scary. I mean, I think that would be an understatement. It was like definitely one of the just scariest things I've been through because it was so surprising. And so I've been kind of terrified to try essential oils ever since, to be honest, even though I know it probably wasn't diluted enough or I put too much on and I'm super sensitive or I'm sure there's a wonderful explanation for it and that they are great and I could use them in many different ways. But, you know, I've just been a big baby and I have been scared to try them again. So when I saw this, I thought, oh, great, because what this kit basically is it's a rosary, and then it comes with 4 essential oils that match the 4 mysteries. And then you just put kind of 1 to 2 drops on the rosary and kind of work it into the rosary for the mystery that you're praying. So I thought, well, that's great because it's not really on my body, just a little bit on my hands. And I don't know, it just felt like a really safe way for me to try it again. So I didn't choose which one they sent me, but it's funny because the one they sent me is probably the one I would have bought. It's from their Victory line, which is kind of a nod to the Battle of Lepanto and Our Lady of Victory, which I love. Love that story. And it's just all black, which I really like too. It has a very masculine feel to it, but I tend to be drawn to masculine things. So it is. It's just gorgeous and I love it. And it's very heavy and I like the way it feels in my hands. And so, like I said, you pick the essential oil that goes with the mystery. And when I got it, I thought for sure I wouldn't like all of the scents and that I would just pick the one that I liked. But I was very surprised that I really liked all of them. They were all pretty neutral in the sense that none of them are very strong, like a very strong cinnamon or something. I don't know. They're all mild, maybe is the right word. But I really liked all of them. And so I do actually use the mystery that I'm praying and I pick the oil that goes with that. And you know, I think this is just such a wonderful element to add to your prayer life. You know, we've talked about using candles and how the Catholic Church uses candles in the liturgy, but they also use scents. And I hadn't really been incorporating that before. And so I think this was such a great way to pull that into our family. And of course, the kids love it because kids love novelty and anything that they can do. And I love anything that makes the kids want to pray the rosary, right? I just feel like that's magic. And so they think it's great. One of the things that I actually like about the bottles themselves is that they're pretty hard to open. But I think that's great because there's no way that my little kids could open them. I mean, I kind of wonder if my 8-year-old could open them if I asked her to, because they're just really in there. So maybe if you have an 80-year-old grandma, that would be a drawback to her. But to me, I think it's great, and I can open them. It just takes a little bit of work. So I feel really safe about them, too. So I would say, though, the actual only drawback is that it's pretty expensive. So when you go to their site, they have a ton of different kinds, but a full-size rosary starts at $79 and goes up to $120. So a lot of you are like, I could never spend that. And that's true. I mean, for the last several years, my husband and I have had a very tight budget, and I would not have spent that. But, you know, as you grow and your budget grows, I do find that there's this kind of category of people that are really hard to shop for. Grandparents or parents or friends, and you want to get them something nice, but not like a restaurant gift card or another bath set. And so I just think this would be an amazing present because they would love it, and it's so different. And it's very well made, so you'd be very proud of it. And so I think that's the sweet spot that this fits, either for your own family or a gift that you want to give someone that's hard to buy for, because I think people would really appreciate it. And so, you know, if you don't have it within your budget to buy this right now, I still think the idea of incorporating scents into your family prayer time is wonderful. I mean, you could just get 4 different scented candles and light them depending on the mysteries so that the kids begin to understand, oh, it's Tuesday, you know, we're going to do the sorrowful mysteries, and today we've chosen this scent that goes with the sorrowful mysteries. And, you know, any of us could do that, and I think it would just be so fun for the kids, and it would just kind of deepen our sense of the liturgy, because I want my kids to grow up and remember these things. And scents are one of the most powerful things that trigger memories. And I feel almost silly that I haven't put that together before and done more scented things with the kids. But this was such a great introduction to that, that I will probably be thinking about more ways to incorporate scents into our prayer time or into our traditions or the things that we celebrate. So so you can go to my website and see the links to all of this. It's just at aromarosary.com. I love the family that's running this. They have a real heart for Jesus and helping other people. And they're very good at business. So it doesn't surprise me that they put together this really awesome thing. And yeah, I just want to encourage all of you to pray the rosary. I mean, I think as we are feeling like our country is going a little bit crazy pants right now, on all sides and all fronts, and we're kind of feeling like, what can we do about this? And I don't know about you, but I feel like the darkness is just kind of crushing me. And I'm just so sad about what happened in New York. And so I think that praying the rosary is just like what you can do. So one thing that you can absolutely do right now is just pray for our country, pray for our politicians and our leadership, and just pray that out of this darkness, we grow into what God wants us to be, and protect your families in the meantime. And one of the best ways to do that is to pray the rosary. So I know lots of you are praying for me. I'm praying for me. We're going to be okay. Babies are wonderful. We're just going to have another baby. And that's not exactly the year I thought it was going to have, but hey, we're rolling with it. And, you know, like I said before, we either have to have buy-in to the whole Jesus, eternity, heaven, suffering thing, or we don't. And if we didn't, it would be awfully hard to live, because life is full of pain. And if we felt like it was for nothing or it was random, I think we would lose our minds. And so instead, I choose to believe that God wills every child into the world, and that he's with us no matter what we're doing, and that all the pain that we go through can be offered up for the good of other souls and for the will of God. And that brings me comfort. And even if in the end it turns out that it wasn't true, I still think this is a better way to live. I also believe that it's true. But I'm just saying, you know, it's a better way to live, that our pain and our sacrifice is worthy and worth something, than to feel like we live in a black box and that nothing matters. Because we do matter, and what we do matters. And who we love matters, and what we say matters. And it matters a lot more than we think. You know, I think we live really short and small lives, and so it's easy to think that they're not impactful, but they are. They are, because of all of the people you touch and all of the people who see that you're living and the way that your children watch that you're living, their friends, their children, what we do really does echo through time, and maybe in small ways, but those small ways can really add up to big ripples. So I just want to encourage you to keep praying, give your pain back to the Lord, and if you can, add the rosary into your family practice, because I think it's absolutely worth it. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening to Coffee and Pearls, and have a blessed day.